We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts or on our YouTube channel, all over social media, or our morning newsletter, KCSN Daily, dedicated to your Kansas City Chiefs. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
All right, boys, let's get going. But before we get started, we got to talk about our new title sponsor. We're pumped to have them on board. It's Emprise Bank. This podcast is brought to you by Emprise Bank. AB, when's the last time you ever went to a bank?
It's no. I honestly couldn't tell you, sir.
Exactly. So it's now more than ever. Who you are banking with is more important than where they are. So Emprise Bank's great. It's user-friendly. You're going to love working with them. KCSN's been working with them a while. They're a great partner. They're member FDIC. So if you need a bank, go to Emprise Bank. They're the best. They're our title sponsors. So you know that, you know, they support Ain't No Seats. They support the Hawks. So you got to support them too. So let's get into the episode. We know we teased Darnell Jackson coming today. We had him on. We're not ready to release the episode yet. We're going to work on that. We're going to get that out soon. We just wanted to come on tonight and talk a little off-season hoops because we're starting to find out some things. It's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks. We saw CB leave. We saw McCollar transfer in. We saw Mosley go to Missouri. But by far the biggest news of the offseason so far, I think, is Jalen Wilson's returning to the Kansas basketball. What is he now? Like a junior, but he's also a senior. I don't know. It feels like he's been around a while. Jalen's back. B-Turn, how pumped are you to have Jalen back?
I'm super pumped. I think he's obviously going to have a massive year. It's going to be his team. I can only imagine how much money he's going to make. He's going to be the face of the team, going to make a ton of NIL money, and should get himself drafted next year. I mean, he'd probably have to have a massive year, but I don't see why he couldn't average 15 plus and around 8 or 9 rebounds, be an all league type guy and just have a huge year and be the leader of the team.
I think it was like, I was watching the combine. It might've been not the official one, but the one where he did really well and had like 22 points or whatever. And I was watching him and he already looked like he had slimmed down a little bit, was quicker, more athletic. His shot looked better. And I was like, oh, my God, like give this guy one more offseason to get better, one more offseason with the strength coach, and let's see what he can do next year. I'm so relieved that he made the decision because we saw what it did. I mean, we've said it 1,000 times. What Ochai coming back made himself millions of dollars, and – Jalen might make, I don't know how much he can make from NIL, but he's going to do well this year. And then he's going to obviously, like you said, hopefully play himself into the draft and lead us in scoring next year. So, AB, you're always like an expectations guy. And I feel like you kind of have to temper us sometimes to tell us to chill out a little bit. is it going to get annoying when people are like, oh, Jalen's going to have an Ochai type season? Like, shouldn't we say now, like, hey, Jalen can be really good, but doesn't mean he's going to be Ochai Agbaji.
Yeah, we can't be doing that all year. It's going to be a long 10 months if we're doing that up until the tournament. But like,
I could already, yeah.
Like, what? We're going to expect him to go out and literally, quoted by Bill Self, have the most decorated year in the history of Kansas basketball. Like, there's just, I love Jalen. He's going to be great, but I don't think he's going to be an All-American or, you know, he might be Conference Player of the Year, Conference, All-Conference, whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean, those are high, high expectations to live up to. If that's what we're going to hold him to. So, I can't do that one.
I could just already see you tweeting, like, when people are like, wow, Jalen, we saw how much Ochai improved. Jalen's not living up to expectations, and he's going to be averaging, like, 13-9 or something absurd, and people are still going to be – so – yeah, I think Jalen's going to be different, though. Like, what B-turn, what type of stat line, what type of player do you see Jalen being next year? Do you think he'll lead us in scoring, or do you think he'll kind of be – he's been such a glue guy for us that it's hard for me to kind of picture him becoming the leading scorer because we're going to have some weapons. But I don't know. I'm leaning towards him probably being our leading scorer.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident in that. I mean – it'll probably be him, DeJuan, and McCuller starting with Zach and maybe one of the freshmen. Not sure who. I feel like it's tough to predict freshmen too. Yeah. Like, I never know, like with Bill Self, some of the freshmen or at least highly decorated freshmen come in and kind of start slow, or you just can't really, you don't know what to expect from them. But with Jalen, I feel like even 2 years ago, the year we lost to, who did we lose to? USC in the tournament. Like, he was probably the leading scorer in multiple games early in the year. And I feel like even with McCuller and DeJuan, they're not really scorers. Zach hasn't played a ton. So I feel super confident in Jalen being the leading scorer. And I guess the only thing you compare to Ochai is I really think Jalen coming back will be the best decision he's ever made. And I think DeJuan said today, I thought Jalen was leaving. And so Jalen was super close to just going. He's wanted to go pro for a while now. But I think coming back, you're going to be the face of the team. Like, I don't even know who – obviously, we have a bunch of other studs, but I don't even know who companies would be, like, targeting for NIL stuff. Just because, like, Jalen played that much of a role in the national championship team. So, Jalen's going to be the man in Lawrence and hopefully get himself drafted like Ochai did.
Yeah. I mean, it was – I think you had me convinced he was gone, but I kind of led – You were hearing things from certain maybe players that might have lied to you, but I was shocked when we saw Jalen back because the fact that he took it to the final day was terrifying. But we saw with Doak, it's one of the most like memorable group message nights of our entire podcast was the night Doak took it to midnight or what? Oh, he never even announced. Like, he stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
And AB hit us with the classic, like, what'd you say? Breaking news. And we were like, oh, God, what happened? And you were like, I just got new popsicles or something. Like, what did you say?
That I was out of bomb pops, but I've got good news for you guys now. I restocked the bomb pops the other night. So,
dude, that was a wild day in KU hoops. I remember I was texting Mitch that day. I was like, is he coming back or what's the deal? He's like, you tell me. Like, all the players were texting each other. They had no idea. That's just kind of how Doak is. He's a big bully to me, but he doesn't use social media and he doesn't really say too many words, so
calling you Braden ugly ass continuously is just one of the funniest insults I've ever heard.
It's getting to the point where you got to change that, like, as your social media names.
I just feel like,
turn,
yeah,
Braden ugly ass.
I know, right? I feel like it's tough to go back at it, like clap back at an NBA player. I don't know. Like, I want to tell him to go work on his free throws or work on his jump shot, but he's kind of scary. He's a big guy.
Remember the guy that broke into the basketball dorms to try and help him shoot free throws?
I love our fan base.
Oh my God. That was OU with Trae Young, right?
Yeah.
When Bill would not take Doak out. They were purposely fouling him every single possession.
Yeah.
Pack of Doak.
Just classic mind games. But yeah, we went on a Doak rant there. But like the Jalen thing to me was like, it felt like he was just going to wait and wait and wait, hoping that he was going to get some sort of team that said, hey, we'll take you. But like you said, I think it's going to be a great decision for him. I think it's going to pay off big time. And it officially gets me excited. I don't know if I'm ready to put us on repeat watch. I certainly want to talk about it, but I think we're going to be different and fun. I just don't know if we can win a natty, but we'll see. We'll see how things shake out the rest of the year. But I mean, in classic Ain't No Seats podcast, we did a podcast like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, where we talked about future transfer possibilities. And the one we talked about the least amount was the guy that ended up coming, Kevin McCullough.
Like, we didn't talk about him at all. We brought up his name.
Yeah.
We went 20 minutes on Mosley and Tyrese Hunter. And the two of them went to some of our rivals, and we got the one.
So, like, B-Turn, how are you feeling about the offseason so far? Is getting McCullough and getting Jalen back, like, you got to give that an A-minus, maybe? I know we haven't got any other transfers, but feels pretty dang good.
Yeah, I feel good because I worry about scoring, so I think we're really going to have to defend, like, super well. And I think, obviously, Kevin McCullough is going to be a dude that Bill Self's just obsessed with. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like Marcus can guard every position. He's not the greatest scorer in the country, but I mean, he's a vet. He's been around for a while. Like, he obviously wanted to transfer somewhere and win. So he's going to be super hungry. I think just thinking about him and DeJuan, like, and I still don't feel like people understand how good DeJuan is defensively. Yeah. Like, those two together, that's going to be so much fun to watch. And then, but yeah, I think, I mean, it was an awesome pickup just because I think the fit is perfect. I don't know if you agree with that, but
yeah,
it's a guy that is just going to plug in Bill Self's starting lineup day one and probably never leave the floor because he defends so well. And just, you always got to love having vets. And you got Jalen's basically a senior, DeJuan's a junior. Like, think, because you were saying that earlier about Jalen, like, Jalen is technically a junior or whatever. I don't know. He got hurt that 1 year with the ankle.
He was on the 2020 team was his freshman year, technically, right? So it's really,
I think so. And then
he would be a senior.
And then I was going to say with DeJuan was practicing and sitting behind the bench and stuff like that the 2020 year also. So he's technically like a junior, and then McCullough. So it's like we'll have a couple freshmen and Zach and playing, but it's nice to have vets and guys that can defend and know the system. Like, it's cool that we're going to have two starters back from a national championship team, at least two.
It is. That's huge. And like you said, guys that have not just starters, but guys that have been around for a while, but it's going to help. Like, I think Bill Self freshmen that play the best are guys that get integrated with other guys that have been around. Like, you think Josh Jackson getting plugged in to play with Frank and Devontae, like, that, if Josh Jackson's playing on another team where he doesn't have a bunch of veterans around him, I don't know if he's as good as he was, but he was just such a perfect fit to throw in there. So getting like McCullough, a guy that's brand new, or Grady Dick or MJ Rice to step in and play with guys that have been around, like, I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be, I don't know, I lean towards it being DeJuan, McCullough, Grady Dick, Jalen, and Clements. Or do you think MJ Rice will get the, oh, AB, who just got kicked off, is back and strongly disagrees? Let's hear it, AB. You're muted. We can't hear you. We'll go to B-Turn.
Yeah, I agree with that. And like I said, I really could not tell you between Grady and MJ. I think Grady – I've seen Grady play a few times. Like, I think he'll be ready to play. I think he'll be ready to go, like, maybe not day one, but early in the year. Might just getting up to speed and things like that. But yeah, I would lean towards Grady starting. And I was going to ask you guys, like, I feel like there's going to be some nights where we struggle to get to 60 points. Like, I'm not saying there's not going to be games where we aren't awesome on offense. But there's going to – like, Jalen last year didn't shoot it well at all. He hasn't really shown that he can be a consistent jump shooter. And then you got DeJuan and McCullough, who aren't shooters either. So it's like, I feel like we might play a slow pace. And there's definitely going to be nights where we cannot score. Like, there's going to be nights where we go 2 for 16 from three or something like that.
We're going to be so good defensively. But before we get into that, AB, is your mic working?
Can you hear me? We're good.
We got you. We got you.
Because this is driving me crazy that we've been talking for 10 minutes about the lineup next year, and I can't give a take. KJ Adams is going to start. I'm calling my shot right now. You guys are completely forgetting about him. He played so much more than Zach Clemens last year. He's got potential. He's athletic as all get out.
We're going to start a 6'5 center?
I don't care. Go small. Have Jalen play a stretch five.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though.
Maybe it won't be Grady Dick. Maybe it'll be Clemens and KJ Adams. I don't know.
Okay, well, if B-Turn's point about offense, which is an interesting one, I haven't really thought that deeply about how our offense will be, but if it's DeJuan, KJ Adams, McCollar, those three right there, that's a tough offense to get going. Like, I know McCollar can be – we're probably discrediting his offense a little bit, but I mean, you'd be relying on Jalen a lot.
KJ could start at the four.
I'm calling my shot on that.
I think people will agree with you. It could be DeJuan,
McCollar, Jalen, KJ, and Clemens.
I think there's a better chance of Uday starting over Clemens than KJ starting. But
I'm saying he's just a classic bench guy.
I guess I could see that maybe early. Like, I could see that being like our first couple games of the year. But to your point, B-Turn, like, at a certain point, we're going to have to score points. And if KJ, DeJuan, McCollar, and whoever else you put on the floor with him, and Jalen's going to be good enough defensively. That's going to be an absurd defensive team, but you have to score, and that's where Grady Dick or MJ Rice or even Joe Yesufu is feeling so disrespected right now. National champion Joe Yesufu just wants some minutes, and he showed sparks last year.
What about Bob?
You're literally explaining KJ Adams to me right now while talking about someone else.
But we are good defensively. What does KJ Adams solve for us? We need offense, and KJ Adams is not solving that.
Because I could see opening night, just because, I mean, it's going to be what? Champions Classic is usually the first game now.
John so Shire's maybe, debut.
Maybe, maybe not. Oh my God, that'd be so fun to beat them by 30, but they have. God, they have like the first top six recruits in the country in the class, which is crazy because
you also got a freshman coach.
Yeah.
Turmoil in the locker room.
But I was going to say opening night, I could see it being DeJuan and then one of Bobby and Joe and then Jalen, McCollar, and Clements.
Yeah.
Just because maybe he doesn't want to start a freshman like under the – like in the spotlight, like – in the Champions Classic, I don't know. The way he talks about Bobby has – I expect him to play a good amount of minutes this year.
So do I. You remember when we did these episodes last offseason and it was like DeJuan wasn't even – we didn't even talk about DeJuan starting. We were all in on Yesufu. Like,
to be honest, that's why I'm so heavy on KJ right now. It's because, like, we're going to listen back to this in 6 months and just laugh at ourselves. So I want to give us a couple outs to say that we weren't completely wrong.
It's kind of like when Marcus Garrett starting every game as like a sophomore or whatever. And we were like, hey, you realize Marcus Garrett will never not like once you're in Bill Self's trust tree, like KJ. So you're up. I can see your point, AB. That was a good point. Like once Bill Self just loves you enough, he doesn't care if you can't score. If you're trying really hard, playing really good defense, he's going to start you. But I don't know. I'm just
that man tried to block a shot that he was 15 feet away from at the end of the national championship game.
Yeah, I know, and it kind of gives me confidence because at the banquet, Bill looked at KJ and was like, KJ, remember, you were on the floor in the national championship game, which I don't know if that was like a effort to keep him around. I don't know if he thought about transferring, but makes me obviously feel like he's super excited about KJ going forward.
So, yeah, and I think – I mean, so I'm going to let AB have KJ be his guy that's like a sleeper starter, but
I'll cut my foot off if he doesn't start.
Okay. I'm kidding. Enjoy being footless next year. B-Turn, I agree with you, though. Like, I think Pettiford, because he got hurt and didn't do much last year because of how stacked we were, like, I think he's a guy that by December next year could be playing so well where we're just like, well, how do we not see this? Like, Bill Self told us that he was the next big-time point guard. Of course he's playing. But it's just tough. I don't know. There's a lot of different options.
Yeah, because I wonder what's going to happen between Joe and Bobby. Like, whoever gets the most minutes between those two, what's going to happen with the other guy? Are they going to play much at all?
It's like I'm a little shocked that Yesufu came back. but
I mean, I think I agree. I bet there was a discussion about that. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Bill won't really, he's not going to play more than two point guards, really, like a ton of minutes. So it's like that's obviously going to be like an off season, position battle between Joe and Bobby. Cause one of them honestly could start at the two to start the year just to have a freshman Grady and MJ maybe ease into things.
Yeah. I mean, you never know what happens with injuries and stuff, but it is kind of wild. Like I could see Yesufu starting, or I could see Yesufu playing no minutes again, or I could see Pettiford starting and playing no minute. Like, I just don't know what's going to happen with those guys. They both seem like they are on the verge of breakout seasons, but it's just tough. Like, you're not taking – DeJuan's playing 30-plus minutes a game. And we used to always say, we've drilled this into the ground, V-Turn, that two point guards with Bill Self was the move. I don't think it's the move anymore. I think Bill Self just proved last year that he can win with three really big athletic wings. And, like, I think that's kind of the style he's setting up for with this team by getting Jalen back, by getting McCollar, and pairing them with a Grady Dick or an MJ Rice or someone like that, rather than playing two point guards around those guys. So I lean towards Pettiford and Yesufu both not starting, but we'll see. I think it's going to be, we're going to see a lot of different combinations.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Can I ask an uneducated question?
Yeah.
How good is McCollar? Like, is he an absolute lock to start? I would assume if he was like going pro or Gonzaga and he chose us, then probably.
Because if you want to talk about a guy that does the things Bill Self's obsessed with, like, that's him. And that's why I think Bill Self told Mosley, I want this. Like, I don't think he told him I want McCollar, but I think Bill Self kind of was waiting it out because he wanted McCollar. So he's just the guy. And the other thing about McCollar is he was like, I think he got off to a really good start last year, then battled an ankle injury or something and was never really – his shooting stats went way down the end of the year. So if we could get him healthy with an off season practicing with us, like, I think he's going to be – I almost think he could be better than we expect him to be.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if he was the guy that Bill wanted the most in the portal, like, the entire off season.
Just it would have to be, though, right? I mean, look at where the other guys went that we were going after.
Yeah.
Hunter went to Texas, which is, I mean, Chris Beard's obviously making moves, but I can assure you that Mosley, if given the choice between going to KU or Mizzou to play basketball, no disrespect to our brothers in Columbia, but he's probably choosing KU to play with his pals.
Can agree.
Right. So I don't know. I would assume that Bill definitely put an emphasis on McCollar then.
It's just going to be like nearly impossible for Bill to take Kevin McCollar off the floor. Like, unless he's in foul trouble or something like that, just because he's going to do everything right. He's not really going to make mistakes. He's elite defender, probably one of the best in the country. Good slasher. He's a good passer. Like, him and DeJuan are, I don't even know how much rest they'll get in games. Because, like I said, I think we're going to have to be elite defensively, and I think we will be. So I don't see how those two would even leave the floor. Like, they're going to be, what, 37 minutes every night? Probably.
DeJuan will not sit. Like, he just won't. It's going to be one of those things where we're like, holy crap. Like, we're up 30, Bill. Can DeJuan sit? And DeJuan's going to be, like, picking his man up full court. Just, like, won't stop. But, you know, there's always one guy in the offseason. I want to see if you guys agree with me. You know, there's always the one guy. You see his Instagram stories. He's in training. I can't remember the big company that trains all our guys. And you're like sending the videos to your friends like, have you seen this dude? He looks incredible. I want to hear who you guys think I'm talking about, where like you see his Instagram stories, his training videos, and you're like, oh my God, he's going to be a lottery pick. Who is it? Who are you watching?
Zach Clemens. You guys seem to be obsessed with him.
It's Zach Clemens.
Sorry, I don't follow all of the players.
That's why the other day I was saying I think there's four locked in starters for sure. Like, I really do. I think it's Zach, Jay Will, Kevin McCullough, and DeJuan. And then maybe they start a point guard at the two, or maybe they go with Grady or MJ. But I really do think there's four locked in starters.
It's just like, I know I'm a sucker for falling for videos of where there's no defenders, but like, this man is almost 7 feet, hitting step back threes, fade away 1 foot jumpers. Like, we've never had a player like that, have we? Like, I don't think we have. And I guess not really Embiid. Like, Embiid does that now, but he wasn't doing that at KU. But it's like, I don't know. It's, you talk about us not having a good offense, which I think you're right, but I do think there's a scenario, if I'm just being as biased as possible, where like Zach Clemens is really, really good and scores like 12 a game.
Yeah, because he could maybe be the sneaky guy that does lead us in scoring.
I know.
Just because Bill loves going through bigs. Like, if Zach was killing down low and then he started stepping out, hitting threes, or I mean, because it's not like he's a clumsy, unathletic guy. It's like, I could see Zach hitting a couple threes, bigs flying out to him, pump fake. I don't like get to the free throw line. He's got super nice touch, good footwork. Yeah. But yeah, Kane, our boy Kane Nide already calls him. He thinks he's going to be the next Larry Bird. He calls him. We were out at the bar in New Orleans after we won it all, and Clemens was in there, and Kane kept pointing at him, Larry Bird.
Kane loves the power forwards.
This man, I've never seen someone love DeAndre Ayton more in my life either. He's been in my DM since the Bulls got dicked by the Bucks in the playoffs. Like, dude, we need a big. We got to get Ayton. And every time there's a story about Ayton wandering out of Phoenix, he sends it. He's like, Bulls, baby.
But, yeah. I mean, hey, you watch Zach Clemens' Instagram stories, and I could be convinced he's the next Larry Bird. Like, the dude looks filthy. But
every team's got a good four, baby.
That's why I'm super excited about those guys I'm talking about being locked in, the four starters, because what if MJ or Grady are a lottery pick? I mean, you never know. What if they're that good this year? Like, one of those freshmen just comes in, takes over, starts from day one, and is just amazing all year, like Josh. Like, if we could get a freshman to come in like Josh did that one year, it would just be lovely.
And we don't need that. What I like about the last one class, we don't need multiple freshmen to be really, really good. We just need, like you said, one, preferably MJ or Grady, to just click right away, the way Josh did. I mean, God, who is the last one since Josh that was a freshman that just started? I guess,
I mean,
Dotson kind of, but that team, he was surrounded by other young guys, so it was hard for him to really, he kind of had to like lead that team at times. So it'll be interesting. I could also see us being like, why did we not talk about MJ Rice more? Like, that dude is gonna be awesome. Like, I can see that being the case.
Like, I feel like it's so hard for me to evaluate these freshmen that come in, especially at KU. Like, I feel like with Duke and Kentucky, like, they at this point they rely on those freshmen. Like, they're gonna come in day one, play a ton of minutes. Like, with us, it feels like we got some upper class. I mean, we've had young teams, but we usually have a bunch of upperclassmen. We have some freshmen that don't pan out. I'm not saying they pan out everywhere, but it's just hard to, I don't know. It's hard to get a feel. Like, I don't know how good MJ Rice is going to be. I mean, everyone hypes up Grady, especially since he's in the area. You hear a lot about him, but I don't know if you guys feel the same. I just never know. Like, I couldn't even tell you what freshmen are going to be good. Like, maybe Uday plays a shit ton this year, and he's energy guy that runs the floor.
Yeah.
Should be huge to have off the bench.
Yeah. It's, I've gotten so bad at like fall. It's probably good. I'm 28 years old. I shouldn't be obsessing over high school recruiting anymore. But like, I used to know like immediately who was going to play, who was going to be good from day one. And like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, I have no idea. Had Grady Dick not won Gatorade National Player of the Year in high school, I'd probably be like, eh, it'll take him a while. Like, he's a Kansas kid. Like, it's hard to play for Bill Self right away. But instead, I'm like, there's like first round buzz for him next year. And like, that's, if he's going to be a first round pick next year, he's absolutely going to have to start and immediately be good from the jump, I think, because it's, I don't know. It's,
that's another thing. Is Bill going to feel the pressure to start a freshman? Like, you get these McDonald's guys, five stars. Like, I feel like you almost have to start those big recruits to get future recruits, if that makes sense.
But at this point, if I'm Bill, like, I wonder if Bill just says, well, if I miss out on those guys, I'll just go get a Kevin McCuller. I'll go get a big-time transfer, and I'll still continue to get the four stars, the Bobby Pettifords, and I'll grow. I don't know. It's going to be weird to see how college basketball gets affected by all this stuff. I think it benefits Bill Self, NIL and transfer portal. I think benefits Bill Self more than it hurts him, for sure. But it's just going to be weird to see how, if that like changes how he recruits and stuff like that. But
I feel like the pressure to start a freshman thing, though, like, if Bill's still able to recruit right now with kind of the shit that he's been through, both like with the FBI, but also like, we've had, and we don't like to admit it, we've had our fair share of like five-star busts. Bryce Thompson, Stunk, Cliff Alexander, got in trouble.
Shallow.
Yeah, I mean, we've had like a million, so it's like, there are plenty of examples if these recruits want to point to guys that didn't work out and then use that to not come. So I don't know if he's really worried about that in year, what, 20? Is this his 20th year?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
23. Yeah.
Wow. Should we throw a party?
I know.
Well, wait.
Last year was
2023, so he will coach, and this will be 2022-2023.
Well, I tweeted something earlier that, because I tweet, he's won 16 Big 12 titles in 19 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 20. Which is good. And last night I was sitting here thinking, because I knew we were going to record, how many times this year are we going to refer to Bill Self as the best college basketball coach in America?
Every half.
It's the best because you can't argue against it. Like, no. He just is now. Thank God Jay Wright retired. But it's like, even like K-State fans I saw being like, yeah, it's, you can't argue against him. Like, he just is. Like, he just is.
They're so defeated. They got outbid by Detroit Mercy on an NIL deal.
Hey.
They've got a national champion leading the helm, though. Remember, guys, he led Baylor to a title. He won. He led Baylor some great years.
We can't talk, though. We acted like Les. I guess Les Miles did win the national title.
He won it on his own.
I know.
Look, everyone's going to get excited. I just, you know, I got to throw my shots. It's the offseason. I got to throw.
Hey, don't sleep on the glowing basketball company that shelled out money for that Detroit player. That was sick.
It was
a great business idea.
It was very cool and kind of hit me today when the – some of the media guys posted the thing where they run through the tunnel with the 2022 national championship mural on there now. Like, just seeing 08 and then 22, like, just looks so good. Because, like, if it's – obviously, if it's just 08, you're just like, ugh.
Well, it looks so good because – yeah.
Go ahead.
Remember when we were like, man, 88 to 08, like, we were creeping up on 20 years, and we were like, oh, my God, we're going to get a tourney ban. We're going to go on a longer gap from 08 to our next title than we did from 88 to 08, which felt like forever. And then it's like, no, we're not. We got it in 14 years. We'll probably get another one the next 14 years. Like, Bill Self's just too good to go on 20-year droughts.
Yeah, and we said that forever. And that's why we don't even have to worry. Like, if anyone has any worries about any KU team for the rest of Bill's career, then you're just crazy. Because I don't know if there's probably been other years, but I feel like last year he was questioned more than he has been in a long time. Like with DeJuan, like there was two guys starting that everyone didn't think should be starting like all year long. And those guys were huge for us in the tournament. Like DeJuan against Villanova hitting a bunch of threes, and then his defense. I mean, all the players even say DeJuan was the catalyst of that comeback, and then obviously Dave, but If anyone questions Bill for the rest of the time, I think you're just a psycho.
Yep. So let's, I mean, we can start to kind of wrap this up, because as we've joked, this episode is an all time, like, go back and listen and hear how wrong we are about everything.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, because then I have a question for you guys.
It might be the same question knowing us. Can you envision this group of guys on the podium holding a trophy up?
That's kind of what my question was, but
we've already envisioned Jay Will.
I can kind of see Jay Will. But I more so, it feels like it feels like it'd be DeJuan, though. Like, if this team are going to win the title, it's going to be DeJuan holding the trophy, because he took, like, for his team to win the title, DeJuan has to take a step offensively that, like, I think makes him, because, like B-Turn said, there's going to be moments where this team struggles to score, and I feel like DeJuan, or maybe not DeJuan, but somebody's going to have to take a big step, whether it's Clements, DeJuan, or whatever. But no, I'll probably be honest. I can't envision it.
I could see McCuller and Jay Will. McCuller, I could see.
We've got too many questions about this roster on June 7th to make us feel comfortable about.
But what I can picture is this team making a Final Four, and it being like, oh, Bill Self has got it going. Like, they just made a Final Four after kind of having a reconstructure starting lineup. Like, it, I can see that. It's just like winning back to back without having, like, an Ochai back. Like, that's teams that win back to back, you get a superstar back, right? Like, Florida got Joakim Noah, Duke got freaking Christian Laettner. Duke won back to back. I don't know. Like, doesn't happen. It's really hard to do. So to even talk about it is probably silly. But
can you picture this? The team goes, let me do the math in my head. 31 games. Can you picture them going 28-3 and being banned from the postseason, but being like number two in the nation? And then for the next 7 years, or until we win a championship, say, oh, we would have won it again. That could have been 3 out of 4 years. Because I can picture that. I would have picture that.
If we go 23-6 and we get banned from the tournament, we're going to be hot at the end of the year and be like, hey, they were hitting stride. They were hitting their stride. Like,
I love being a fan.
Playing their best ball on March 3rd.
Yeah, you saw senior them night, the year before. You never know. Don't count them out.
I think if Zach can be really freaking good, then this team definitely could be a title contender. Because you're gonna be as good as anyone defensively in the country with just DeJuan and McCuller. And then if one of those freshmen are really good, which I don't see why they couldn't be, and then Jay Will, I think Jay Will is gonna be awesome. I easily could see him being first team All Big 12.
Oh yeah. If he's not, I would say he had a pretty disappointing season. Like, he should have been All Big 12 this year, the way he played in conference play. So Jay Will is going to be good. I just don't know if he's going to average 20 a game like Ochai, but I think he'll average 15, 14, and do a bunch of other stuff. So,
how many players are on the roster, including walk-ons? 15? We have 15 on there?
Yeah, normally in the 15 range, I think.
We should draft the roster.
How do you guys feel about, like, besides Zach, the rest of our bigs? Like, who's going to play a ton, who's not? Like, between Cam, KJ, and
Cam Martin. Cam Martin's not going to play. I'm sorry.
I know. I feel bad for him.
I do, too. Very bad. And I know he's got, like, there are some diehard Cam Martin fans on Twitter.com. It's like, there are some people that think he's going to win, like, legitimately, like, Conference Player of the Year and be, like, a major, major, major factor. And I just don't
see I'm just going to take Cam Martin's side. Like, what if he's the guy that we didn't talk about at all, and he sneaky competes for starting minutes? Like,
I'd love
Ernest,
to be wrong.
Ernest is a freshman. Clements, I don't know. Like, maybe you go experience the guy that's 23, 24 years old over 19-year-old Clements. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I side towards it. He'll come in and put up a few shots every game, but I just can't see him being I can't see him guarding at the Big 12 level, but I hope I'm wrong.
Well, if you include him, what is that, like 11 guys that we've mentioned that could play?
And I think we talk about this
every year, but it's 8 or 9 guys that end up playing once, like, conference play comes around.
The freshman big guy that we got that's not Ernest Uday, I can't say his name, Zuby, like, he's got to be a redshirt candidate, right?
Yeah, did Cuff redshirted last year, right?
Yeah.
When's he?
I was also a little surprised he came back.
Yeah, I can't believe that some of these dudes just stayed in Lawrence.
Shows how much fun winning a natty is.
I have my hopes up for Jalen having a pretty massive year. Like, I feel like he's going to get the feedback. He's going to put like CB and Oach last year, just how much work they put in the summer. Like, that's going to be Jalen this summer, just knowing he's got to have a huge year shooting it to get drafted next year. And I think he's going to be so good. Like, I mean, and we have Bill Self.
Would you
so
say
we're gonna
Big
be,
12, like, if you had to bet money, would you bet Jalen to win Big 12 Player of the Year? What would odds be on that? I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I suck at keeping up with the Big 12 in the offseason. I'm trying to think of like who teams have.
Baylor's got a
Texas
lot of good
will
guys
have
back.
Marcus Carr's back, I think.
Flagler
for Flagler's Baylor. Back.
He's back.
Yeah, I think I saw that earlier this week or last week.
Did any other freshmen come back?
I'm just kidding.
K-State probably will have the winner.
Mm-hmm. Will Spradling Jr.
Do they have a starting five they can throw out there?
Hey, that Mississippi State, whatever, we're going to get.
This is a dumb, maybe a dumb question. When did the when's conference realignment start? When does that become a thing?
Next year? I don't know.
Like not this upcoming year, but the year after?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone like Houston that might go out and win it or something. I feel like it'd be a bigger deal if Houston was going to be in conference this year, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. God, I forget.
Rothstein tweeted about that today. I'm assuming.
I forget Houston's coming to the Big 12, but all right, boys.
Open another run in the Big 12.
Ryan's running out of steam over here.
It's been a long night trying to get an episode recorded. But what, AB?
It becomes official in 2023-24. We got
another
year. Yeah. Okay. Little note on that. John Rothstein tweeted today. They're going to stay at 18 league games. So each Big 12 team will play 8 teams once and 5 teams twice. The league will look to maintain its natural rivalries. So. For a couple of years, we won't get to play everybody twice, true round robin. But once OU and Texas bounce, I guess we probably won't be able to then because we would need 22 conference games. That's not going to happen.
That's
probably going to go back to like
very, very good information. I'm glad you shared that. I did not know that came out.
Yeah, it's going to be.
That will be weird.
They're going to go divisions again, probably, right?
Yeah, that'll be weird. But it will be weird. Yeah, have to do it.
Well, the whole Big 12 South will be Texas. So. All right, boys.
I'm wrapping this show up. It was fun. I love to just sling takes with absolutely no idea what we're talking about and see what sticks. And if we're right, we'll brag. We'll pull the clip and say, look what we were right about. And then just never speak of the things we were wrong about. That's the best thing about being a podcaster. So, all right. As always, thank you for listening. Darnell Jackson episode coming soon, we promise.
National champs. Defending national champs.
People forget that. Rock chalk.